This is program number LW2159. Well, you know, it's a whole lot more fun to throw a rock through a window than it is to put in a pane of glass. Hi, this is Larry West. The problem is, it just doesn't help to solve the problem. In like manner, it's 100 times easier to criticize than it is to create. It's a whole lot more fun to do, too, but it still doesn't solve the problem. At the beginning of the Civil War in this country of ours, over 100 years ago, newspapers were giving President Lincoln all sorts of free advice on how to run the war. The correspondent of a New York newspaper called on him to propose a plan for conducting the war. Lincoln listened patiently for a while. Then he said, "Your New York papers remind me of a little story." Lincoln loved to tell stories. He said, "Some years ago, there was a gentleman traveling through Kansas on horseback. There were few settlements and no roads, and he lost his way. To make matters worse, and as night came on, a terrific thunderstorm came up, and peals of thunder and flashes of lightning shook the earth and momentarily illuminated the scene. The terrified farmer finally got off his horse and began to lead it along as best he could by the flickering light of the lightning flashes. All of a sudden, a tremendous crash of thunder brought the man to his knees in terror, and he cried out, 'Oh, Lord, if it's all the same to you, give us a little more light and a little less noise.'" More light and less noise. It's a whole lot more fun to throw a rock through a glass than it is to put in a new pane. More light and less noise. It's 100 times easier to criticize than it is to create. More light and less noise. You know, there are a lot of self-appointed people who believe they're doing their job and that they're doing it well, when they are able to find out and point out what is constantly wrong in their neighbor's lives. A lot of noise, you know, but no light. And you know, a lot of times, criticism doesn't come with words. It comes with a look. It comes with a well-placed silence. Masters of critical minds know how to put the guilt trip on their son-in-law, their daughter, their mama, whoever, even in well-placed silences. Masters of criticism are quite noisy. The problem is, they don't shed much light. It's a whole lot more fun to throw a rock through a window than it is to put in a pane of glass. Benjamin Disraeli once said, "It's much easier to be critical than to be correct." Cicero, a long time ago, said, "It is the peculiar quality of a fool to perceive the faults of others and to forget his own." You see, when I complain, I do it because it's good to get things off my chest. But when you complain, I have to remind you that griping doesn't help anything, right? Got a challenge for you today. If you are a complainer, think about this. We have no more right to put our own dissatisfactions into the lives of those around us and rob them of their sunshine and brightness than we have to enter their houses and steal their silverware. No one likes to be around a complainer. If you've got something to say, give us a little more light and a little less noise. Abraham Lincoln was talking to one of his best friends one day, a man named Joshua Speed, and Lincoln said, "Speed, die when I may, I want it said of me by those who know me best that I have always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow." God give us more Abraham Lincolns, right? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. When you feel like criticizing something or someone today, here's something from the Bible you ought to think about, something that ought to make a difference. It says, "Why should any living mortal or any man often complain in view of his own sins?" Think about that. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana. That's West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.